This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for December 2013. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, a 2014 conference update, and on the international scene,
the South African Radio League celebrates the life and passing of Nelson Mandela.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Presidential comment leads the way tonight. Here's our NZART President, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just a reminder, if you're not already aware of it, the 6-metre band from 50 to 53 megahertz is now available to all. If you previously held a permit to operate on the 6-metre band, that's now redundant, and you can operate anywhere within the band using any mode and up to the maximum legal power limit. It's good to see many of you taking advantage of this at a much higher level of activity around 50.1 to 50.2 megahertz, now that signals can be copied without the competition from wideband analog TV transmitters. Info line number 286, which came out on the 6th of December, had a small error in it. I referred to the 6-metre band as being from 50 to 54 megahertz. My apologies to all for this error. The 6-metre band for operational purposes is from 50 to 53 megahertz. We do have limited use of the band from 53 to 54 megahertz, but only for approved, individually licensed 6-metre repeater outputs. 53 to 54 megahertz is not available for general amateur operation. As this is the last broadcast for the year, a reminder of a couple of events coming up next year. Firstly, there's the Jock White Memorial Field Day Contest, which is being held over the weekend of February 22 and 23. This annual contest, named in honour of the late Jock White, ZL2GX, who was NZART Contest and Awards Manager for over 40 years. I hope your branch will be active in this contest, and I hope to be on the air for some time with Branch 29, so maybe we'll get to talk to you. Later in the year will be our annual general meeting and conference in Blenheim, being held as usual over Queen's Birthday weekend, which next year is the weekend of 31 May through 1 June. Venue is the Marlborough Convention Centre in Alfred Street, Blenheim. More details and upcoming issues of Break In. As you listen to this, it's only 5 days to Christmas and nearly the end of another busy year. My thanks to all our association officers and councillors, to Debbie at headquarters, Evan our treasurer, and all the Break-In team, plus all those members who helped with activities throughout the year. Thanks for all the hard work you've put in this year. Without your help and support, we would not have a successful national organisation. Finally, may I wish you all the very best for the coming festive season, and that the holiday period will allow you a little more time to enjoy your hobby. Thanks, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Vaughan. The President of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. The Courtier National System Award 2014. This award is presented by the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, based upon the original idea of the Wellington VHF Group. It's a fun award, available to all amateurs, to demonstrate the coverage and use of the national system and using Maidenhead locator squares. The award will run from 1st January to 6 February 2014. Information and rules for the award can be found on the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club website, www.zl1ux.org.nz. That's www.zl1ux.org.nz. That's the Cordia National System Award, from the 1st of January to the 6th of February. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, it's almost year-end and time for all those New Year's resolutions that last about 5 minutes. But before we get to that, this may sound like an awards night speech. I would like to thank some very hard-working, unsung heroes of the association who work quietly away in the background, volunteering many hours of their valued time, helping me to do the very best I can for you all. A special thanks to Barry Stewart, ZL2RR, for the incredible number of hours spent on QSL cards. Don Wallace, ZL2TLL. The Break-In Team, our new HQ Infoline editor, Mike Bull, ZL2VM. Of course, our much-loved and dependable official broadcast compiler, you, Jim, ZL2BHF. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, Council's Minutes Secretary. And last but not least, all members of Council. May I wish you all a very happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year. ZL2DL clear for the final time in 2013. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Chalkwhite Field Day 2014, and now is the time to start planning your team or single operator effort. Chalkwhite Field Day is to be held on Saturday 22nd of February from 1500 to 2400 and on Sunday 23rd February from 0600 to 1500 hours. The most up-to-date rules are available on the contest page of the NZART website. The summary sheets are available at the same location and have been updated. Please make use of them. Go to www.nzart.org.nz/activities/contest-rules. During the Chalkwhite Field Day weekend, amateurs that are members of Rotary will be participating in a promotion of Rotary International's Polio Elimination Program. There will be Australian special event stations active with the prefix VI, Victor India, followed by one of the seven call areas, then the suffix polio. These stations will be eligible for contacts for the Chalkwhite Field Day as a VK station. Now, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to contact the Chalkwhite Field Day Manager, that's Stuart Watchmans at L2TW, and you can email Stuart at clearandstuart@extra.co.nz. For a catch-up now of international amateur radio news, we join the amateur radio newsline's Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, reporting from Houston, Texas.
ZS9MADIBA is the South African Radio League special event station commemorating the life and recent passing of Nelson Mandela, the elder statesman and first democratically elected president of the Republic of South Africa. Affectionately referred to as Madiba, he became one of the most recognized world leaders and was instrumental in the peaceful transition of South Africa from minority rule to a constitutional democracy. If you make contact with ZS9 Madiba, you can QSL via the Bureau or by sending your card to the South African Radio League, Post Office Box 1721, Strubens Valley, 1735, South Africa. Confirmations will also be accepted electronically via Logbook of the World. To receive the special QSL card by mail, please include $1 for postage. Also, members of the South African Radio League are invited to apply for time slots to operate ZS9MADIBA from their own home stations. There's a new ham radio promotional and educational video now on the internet that may be of use to those trying to interest non-hams in joining the fraternity. Amateur Radio Newsline's Hal Rogers, K8CMD, tells us a bit about it.
Amateurs interested in spreading the good word about their hobby now have a new tool. A video entitled Discovering Amateur Radio has just been released. Written and narrated by David Anderson, K1AN, the production describes an extraordinary technology that in just 100 years has transformed our lives in, as Anderson says, the most amazing ways. Available in a condensed version as well as a half-hour program, the well-paced video can be viewed online or used in group presentations. The producers say it was created for anyone who wishes to encourage youth and adults to discover amateur radio. The production is one of many educational programs administered under the auspices of UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, through partnership with the World Genesis Foundation. Discovering Amateur Radio is on the project website at www.radioqrv.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Hal Rogers, K8CMD.
Those who teach amateur radio in high school and college settings might find discovering amateur radio to be very well suited for showing to their students. especially given the additional reference material included in the longer half-hour version. Once again, the website for where to find Discovering Amateur Radio is www.radioqrv.com. Even as Australia went 100% digital television on December 10th, it does not automatically mean the return of 50 to 52 megahertz to that nation's amateur radio service. According to Jim Linton, VK3PC, even with the removal from service of the last analog TV transmitter on channel zero, the 6-meter limitations are listed in the nation's license conditions determination on operation of amateur stations in Australia's eastern states. As such, the restrictions on the lower end of 6 meters will remain in force until the document is changed by the Australia Communications and Media Authority, or ACMA. The Wireless Institute of Australia has long held that the 50 to 54 megahertz band should be returned to and allocated exclusively for use by that nation's amateur service once the existing Channel Zero transmitters were removed from service. It notes that 6 meters is the so-called magic band, and as such is important to radio amateurs because it provides unique opportunities for ham radio operators to conduct various forms of propagation experimentation. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, near Houston, Texas, wishing you a very happy holiday season, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2013, all rights reserved.
Thanks, Skeeter, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's time for WARA News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just a quick reminder for WARA members who might have changed their email address to update it with our treasurer. Thank you to everyone who's sent me items for this broadcast during the year. I really appreciate your contributions. Remember the get-together at Porongia on January the 26th. Details are in the latest bulletin, and I hope to see many of you there. On behalf of WARO President Kathy, ZL280K, and the executive and members, I wish everyone a very happy Christmas and New Year, and a joyous holiday season with family and friends. I hope that Santa's kind to you all. If you're travelling during the holidays, I wish you safe journeys and a safe return home. That's all for this month, Jim. See you in the new year. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Following on from the President's earlier comments in this broadcast regarding NZART's AGM and conference next year, here's John Neal, ZL3LI, with a conference update.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of President Kay Hannigan, Branch 22 Marlborough invites all members of NZART to the AGM and conference, which will be held in Blenheim May 31 through to June the 2nd, 2014. All events will be centred upon the conference centre in the centre of town, so it's within walking distance of most of the hotels and motels, as well as the restaurants, cafes and other facilities of the town. The conference centre is a fairly new, purpose-built facility, and it will house our AGM very comfortably, as well as the dinner and all the forums. And in parallel with the official program, there will be a partners program arranged to take in the scenic sights of Marlborough, arts and crafts, to say nothing of the wineries. Blenheim is easy to get to. It's an easy drive from Nelson, the West Coast, Canterbury and Otago. And for all of you people on the other island, there are the two inter-island ferry companies from Wellington to Picton, as well as direct flights out of Wellington, Auckland and Christchurch. We would encourage you to make reservations nice and early so as to take advantage of the early bird fares. We plan to have registration forms as well as a full conference timetable in the next issue of Breaker. And finally, we look forward to having you joining us in Marlborough, Queen's Birthday Weekend 2014.
Thank you, John. John Neal, ZL3LI, reporting from Blenheim. And finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We have just two items tonight, starting with Nelson Branch 26, which will be having the club barbecue on Saturday the 18th of January, any time from 10 a.m. onwards, with the main barbecue ready at about 1 p.m. The location is the Rabbit Island Picnic Area. Put out a call on the local 7025 repeater if you're not sure of directions. Meat, sauce, bread and butter will be provided. Bring whatever else you require. Marlborough Branch 22 will be having their annual Christmas barbecue on Saturday the 11th of January at the Onomalotu Domain in the Wairau Valley from 11 a.m. till late afternoon. Bring your own meat and a salad to share and all the normal picnic things. And if you'd like to go, then let Ken Hines know by contacting him by email at kenhines, that's K-E-N-H-Y-N-D-S, at extra.co.nz. Also a note that the club has been invited to run a station from a tent near the Vintage Radio Society Room Heritage Day at Brayshaw Park on Waitangi Day, Thursday the 6th of February. Well, that's all from me for 2013. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed on Friday, the 17th of January, 2014. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART headquarters on the NZART webpage, and that's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 23rd of February, 2014. There is no official broadcast in January. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for December 2013. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.